January, tip-off of the NBL season. We can't wait for that. It's been a long time coming. I'm sure it has been, certainly for the players. One very experienced campaigner who suits up for a big season. Melbourne United are going to be right in the championship frame is Dave Barlow. Dave, great to have you back on SEN.
Cheers, thanks for having me.
Here we go, finally.
Yeah, it's been a while. It's been a long time, but it's also, I feel like it feels like it's been even longer given kind of what we went through in Melbourne with the lockdowns and all that. But yeah, looking forward to starting the season for sure.
Dave, how much of a positive can it be when you're used to maybe a smaller time frame, a smaller pre-season to try and gel a group of players? Do you think this will maybe benefit Melbourne United a little more, just having that longer time together, bringing in the acquisitions that you have?
Possibly. I think, yeah, you can try and extract positives from the situation. I think overall, unfortunately, it's probably a negative from my perspective anyway, having such a long layoff. I normally like to kind of just to stay in the swing of things. But yeah, now that you mention it, having that time together definitely helped us. And I think throughout our preseason games so far, we've shown that our chemistry is probably further ahead than what it has been in years past.
I heard Jock Landale, of course, the Aussie Boomers young star on SEN this week, and he's a great acquisition. Scotty Hobson from the Breakers, I mean, one of the key pieces to a squad that once again has a fair bit of depth and talent, and no doubt you're always spoken about as being one of those championship contenders. How are you sort of assessing the roster from previous campaigns?
I think we're really, really deep. We have probably a greater depth of talent than what I've ever played with. I think we're I'm really excited about this team. Maybe it's because I haven't played in a while. You know, we had the long layoff and I'm just ultra excited. And I guess, you know, we're always inclined to have that confidence, but I think we have heaps of good players. We're gelling very well together. Not only talented guys, but guys with a really high basketball IQ, which has just been a pleasure to be a part of thus far.
Yep.
I really hope that we can kind of put on display the things that I've seen at practice, because as a basketball player, obviously, but also a big fan of the game of basketball. At this stage, we're really playing a beautiful brand of basketball in this infant stage of the season. And I can't wait to share it, really, with the basketball public.
Yep. And, you know, what an occasion to get it underway against Adelaide. I mean, you know, the two teams have had some great battles. I mean, just Adelaide, Melbourne team, South Australia, Victoria is always that little bit of an edge and a healthy rivalry. But just give us your thoughts. So I chatted to Jack McVay from the 36ers yesterday. Obviously, they're champion the bit to try and get back to the playoffs that they've missed out on the last couple of years. How are you assessing the opener?
Touch on the rivalry. I guess we played them in the grand final series a few years ago. Went to five games, and it was a really, really really great spectacle. Their roster has almost completely been overhauled, new coaching staff, and everything like that. So, as far as our lineup against theirs, it's pretty much brand new. So the rivalry, I guess at this stage, would be strictly, I think, from a maybe fan base perspective. Us on the court, we're just, you know, focused on what we need to do, and hopefully a rivalry grows over time.
How are you dealing with it as a unit? I mean, elite sports people have been through a challenging 12 months. I mean, all of us in society have been through a challenging 12 months, but sports people having to go into bubbles and been away from family, been away from their normal states, and a lot of examples. I mean, the NBL players have been pushed into different parts of Australia. There's been the uncertainty with the start to the season and then sort of a rolling fixture that's getting changed on the run. I mean, you know, sports people are used to dealing with adversity and having to adapt, but how have you found the whole situation, Dave?
So I guess I agree with you that everyone in society is dealing with a tricky and a tough time of late. For us, going back, I think the hardest part was, for me, like I mentioned, was having the long layoff with the lockdown and then a lot of us contracting coronavirus and dealing with that. At the time, that was tough just because, you know, I couldn't get on the court, couldn't train, couldn't improve. So that kind of put us on the back foot, I guess, put us behind the eight ball. I guess, but I think we, you know, recovered from that. We've been together long enough that that's kind of a distant memory. Now, as you mentioned, the things we're dealing with, the schedule changes, getting stuck interstate, for example, which is what we recently had to deal with. We went up to Cairns for a two-game road trip, which was, you know, like a 4 or 5 day trip, and then it turned, I haven't been home for 3 weeks, for example. I know people are dealing with way, way harder things, but I guess for me, the just the hardest thing is just going away for a couple-day trip, and then I haven't seen my family for 3 weeks. I haven't seen my wife or three kids in that long. That's personally the hardest thing for me. And then, yeah, like schedule changes. One day you think you're playing this team, the next day it turns out things have changed and you have to kind of redirect your focus. And I think all teams are dealing with that. And for me, that's not... I think that's just part of what we're going to have to deal with this season. I think it's a challenge, but something that I'm not too fussed about, to be honest. For me, the toughest thing has just kind of been that unexpected absence from home.
Yeah, and is it your understanding, certainly what we learned yesterday, that there's going to be no games here in Victoria, at least for the first couple of rounds? Is that still your understanding of how it looks, the fixture?
I don't know if I'm... how much I'm allowed to talk about, to be honest. So I don't want to I don't want to say the wrong thing here. I know we're in Adelaide now. We're playing one game.
Yep.
Here, and then we're playing our next game in Cairns. So yeah, first couple of rounds we're definitely not in Melbourne, and then we'll see what happens. I think everything in regard to the schedule you have to take with a grain of salt, because as we've seen, if you know there happens, you know, hopefully there's not, but if there happens to be a couple of cases in any of the cities, things change automatically. So yeah, we'll just have to stay on our toes and kind of you know, play whoever they tell us to play and do our best.
Yeah, it's all you can do. No, Dan, just a final one. I mean, once again, we've got the great local talent mixed in with a really healthy representation of, you know, some NBA talent. Obviously, you know, the NBL recognized as a continually, you know, growing league. I mean, it's always had a great reputation, but it seems like it's getting even bigger status in, you know, the last 3 or 4 years. So, gee, the depth of teams is once again going to make for an extremely competitive season.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I guess really I can only talk for us. Like I said, I really think this is the most talented team I've ever been on, other than the national team. So I'm super excited about us and the teams that we've played against in preseason. Have been incredibly talented as well. I think the NBL continues to grow every single year to gain the respect of the worldwide basketball community, which just attracts better and better players, local talent improving every single year. And as I mentioned before, as a fan of the game, it's brilliant to see. And I'm very, very thankful to be part of it.
Yeah, we can't wait. On the radio, on the TV, of course, from tomorrow night. Tip off with Adelaide up against Melbourne. Should be a terrific start of the season, Dave. Always appreciate the chat and good luck. It'll be great viewing. And with people, basketball people have been starved of the season not starting. So plenty of eyeballs, plenty of ears. And hopefully, as we get into a, fingers crossed, normal 2021, hopefully a few spectators in the stands as well.
For sure. Thanks for having me, mate.